What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, Atlanta Hawks big man Bruno Fernando, number 24, doing big things. Bruno, what's up with you, my guy?
Not much, man. Just out here in LA, man.
I hear that, man. Hey, brother, I must have to tell you, man, you've been playing your butt off, man. You've been playing well. So I'm asking you, man, how happy are you with your development as a player, knowing all your hard work you put in is paying off now?
Man, it feels good. You know, it's always a good feeling. You know, it always feels good to be given an opportunity. And, you know, for someone like me, my position, you know what I'm saying, it's always a gratifying thing to, you know, just continue to, you know, put in work and, you know, just continue to have hope that things could possibly change. And eventually something happens and all of a sudden, you know, things, the situation have changed. And now you are thrown into the fire. So just being able to come out there and contribute and help the team win the games and, you know, figure out, you know, how to establish myself, you know, and fit in with the guys. It's definitely been a good thing for me. So, you know, I can't really complain.
And Bruno, talk about staying ready, being a professional, staying ready. I know it's hard sometimes when you're not playing and then you get thrown into the fire, but you stayed ready the whole time. You was always prepared mentally to go out there and play well. And you did that and showed us. Talk about that for those out here listening about staying ready always.
All right, man. You know, this is, like I always say, man, we playing a game of basketball, it's a privilege. You know what I'm saying? So I look at it as something that I get to do it, not that I have to do it. And, you know, for me, it's just always about staying professional. You know, I think that, like I always say, the things that got me here will keep me here. And, you know, my mindset, my work ethic have been one of those things. So continue to stay professional, continue to approach it the right way, continue to stay engaged. You know, for me, I come to the gym as much as I can, whether I'm playing or not, to just keep myself mentally engaged. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the biggest part about it, because it's so easy to get caught up on things and voices here and there, you know, about your own situation, you know, not a situation that those people aren't even in. So for me, just being able to block out everything and just continue to focus on what I'm supposed to do as a professional, you know, continue to work on my, you know, daily, continue to just, you know, focus on the daily grind that I have in front of me. And, you know, it has paid dividends for me. You know, I've been able to come in and be thrown into the fire and contribute to the team, you know, and being able to orchestrate the defense and stuff like that. So, I mean, I just, like you said, man, it's about staying ready. It's about staying professional and just, you know, knowing that, you know, eventually your name is going to be called and never really checking out, just continue to stay engaged.
And Bruno, when you come in the game, man, the other team feels you and the Hawks feel you too, man. Your energy is one of a kind. The passion you have for games is one of a kind. You see when you come in, you make immediate impact, man. That's make you happy knowing all that hard work is paid off. Like we see it as fans, as the radio media guys, we see it, man. You come in the game, man, we feel you.
Most definitely, man. That's always the goal. You know, you want to make your presence felt. You know what I'm saying? This is, at the end of the day, this is the best basketball league in the world. You know, whether it is a 5 minutes, 2 seconds, or 10 minutes opportunity, you get to be out there. You must make it worth it. Worth it while. So, for me, that's kind of the mindset I just always have, trying to come into the game and impact the game in whichever way I can. Whether it is just calling out the screens loud, or whether it is blocking shots or running up and down the court, you know. And I have an advantage most of the times against all the bigs that I play against. They're normally slower than I am, so I can just run up and down, and I get to move my feet, you know, normally faster. So, but you know, that's just like you said, man. You wanna make your presence felt. You wanna feel a part of it. And you wanna make sure that, you know, the people who are watching are also noticing.
And Bruno, for you, man, going up to Angola, man, at what point did you decide that you want to play basketball and make that your passion, man? Being a brother from Angola, man, doing thing over there in the great continent of Africa, man.
Right. Man, it was crazy because I grew up playing soccer. You know, all my brothers, I have, you know, 4 other brothers, and they all play soccer growing up, you know. So for me, I was like, okay, I want to follow what they do, you know. So I was playing soccer with them before, and then all of a sudden I started getting taller, and that's when I kind of switched over to basketball. And that wasn't really until 9, 10 years old when I really flipped onto basketball and started just kind of like practicing just because I was getting tall, not necessarily because I liked the game of basketball, you know, because my passion was always in soccer because that's what I saw growing up. But, mm-hmm. you know, eventually the more you do it, the more you fall in love with it, the more you continuously, you know, want to continue to get better at it. And that's kind of how it happened for me.
How cool is it, man, you get to play for your country, Angola, now on the senior team? They deal with a junior team for a little while coming up as you're getting grown in your process, brother. But how cool was it for you now to represent your country of Angola and had that flag on you, man, had that jersey on you, knowing that you're doing it for all your people back home, man?
Man, it's such a dope feeling, man. Man, there's a lot of great things that can happen in this life. That's definitely certainly one of them. You know what I'm saying? For me, just being able to wear Angola across my chest and going out there on the world stage and representing them at the World Cup. And this summer we have the Olympics qualifiers, hopefully qualifying to the Olympics, you know, which is the biggest, you know, basically the biggest event, sporting events. So, man, for me to be able to play for my country and be able to, you know, bring some smiles and happiness to those people, you know, Angola historically has been through so much, and the people out there continue to go through so much, man. And if there are any ways of bringing joy to those people, whether it is through sports or anything else we could possibly do, man, we always open to do it. So that's certainly something that for me, it's always going to have a huge meaning, playing for them and be able to, you know, impact the lives of those people back home. There are some of them don't even know where their next meal is coming from tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? So to be able to have them sit in front of a TV or whatever it is they are that they can, and watch the game and be all, you know, joyful and forget about what they're going through for a little minute, hour, or second. So that's really what it is about for us, man, for me, for sure.
You know what, Bruno, you know, being a Jamaican-American, I always cheer for any African country. I know where we all come from, so I'm always cheering for any African country because we are our brothers and sisters together. We all connect to each other. So I always cheer for any African country, though. I to make it an American, I always cheer for any African country I see. Because we all have the same struggles globally, to be honest.
For sure.
Really, to each other.
For sure. That's love, for sure.
No doubt. And Bruno, man, what I also love is how the NBA is investing in NBA Africa. And for you being an African player from Angola, we see how basketball has risen in Africa, the continent itself, and how interest of it is so high now.
Yeah, man, it's dope, man. It's such an amazing thing to see, you know what I'm saying, for us all, as, you know, obviously being Africans, the whole history within the continent, you know, over the past years, you know, just like struggling to figure out a way to make it through, you know, whether it is basketball or soccer or anything, or even American football, which is now something that's currently developing too. But, you know, with what the NBA is doing now in Africa with the BAL, and just, you know, always figuring out ways to kind of contribute to the continent with the Basketball Without Borders, or, you know, Junior NBA Africa and all those type of events, man, it's certainly been a great thing, and has definitely helped the growth of the sport, you know, back home, and obviously allowing kids to continue to dream, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, me being able to get to the NBA is already something like a light for them at the end of the tunnel, where they can see that it's possible to make it as well. But, you know, with the NBA actually making their presence felt out there in the continent, certainly does give it a different feel. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to be a part of any of those things while I was growing up out there. But to see a lot of those kids that I, you know, saw growing up doing those things now, it's definitely a gratifying feeling, man. I'm extremely happy and excited about what's to come. And the BAL has definitely proven to show that, you know, it's a lot of great things to come.
I got two more for you, Bruno, man. And you're a fan favorite, man, because your big smile, your personality, your enthusiasm. So, bro, where did that come from, man? Where did you get that big smile, man, that enthusiasm you have, that passion you have? The fans love you, man. You want, anytime you come in the game, man, the six-man section is chanting your name like crazy.
Right. Man, you know what? And I said this before, and it's crazy because it might sound cliche, but it's, you know, I'm always about love, man. You always got to give love, and, you know, love generates love. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, thank God for being in the position that I am, and continuously, you know, being able to make an impact on people's lives. You know, so I don't take that for granted. You know, I don't take not 1 second, not 1 minute of that for granted, you know. We only get to do this for so long. And at some point in our lives, we all get away from this. So why not maximize it and just make an impact while I can? And, you know, if that's just smiling at somebody, giving a high five at somebody, or, you know, excuse me, helping brighten somebody else's day, man, that's what I'm going to come in and do. And that really, honestly, it's just something I always naturally had. You know, I've always been a happy kid. Obviously, as you grow as an adult and you find out more things about life, you know, you tend to be shaped in certain ways differently. But for me, I've just always been able to, you know, maintain that joy that I've always had, you know. So it's kind of like I do it for that little five-year-old Bruno that was just always happy for no reason, you know. So, you know, now life gives you so many reasons when you've grown for sometimes not seeing joy in things. But for me, I just try to maintain my joy, and I never let it be taken away from me. So that's really what it comes from. And my family is always a joyful family. Grew up around a lot of noise, a lot of people, a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming of just happiness. So that's always been my background, man. That's always been a part of me for sure.
No doubt, my brother. Same on my side of family too, man. With my Jamaican side, every man, my mom, people, they have a blast, man. It's one of a kind. And last one for you, Bruno, man. What's your favorite thing about the Atlanta culture, man? Being back for a second time here, what's your favorite thing about being in the city of ATL, man, what all it has to offer?
Man, it's just everything, man. Just the variety of, you know, different things and people. And obviously, you know, I love how that is such a huge connection, such a strong connection, you know, in the entertainment industry, you know, between whether it's basketball and the music culture and, you know, all these other things that can really certainly bring the people together. You know what I'm saying? It's so dope to see at our games and, you know, those guys show up, 2 Chainz and them show up and always showing love and support, you know, just kind of showing how much they really appreciate the game of basketball and what we do for the city of Atlanta. You know, obviously, the same way we do it for them and their music and the concerts and all this type of things. But, you know, for me, I just think it's just, you know, that that commitment on both sides that really do bring the people together in the city of Atlanta. So, you know, and obviously the people itself, you know, that's just Atlanta being Atlanta, man. And that's definitely one thing that makes us all love and enjoy Atlanta.
You know what, Bruno? I love when the games, man, seeing our super fan Boosie, man, doing his thing on the front row.
He DC Young Fly too. That's another one, man. They be going. They just enjoying the game, man. And that's definitely something that you have fun seeing for sure.
No doubt, Bruno. Thank you for your time, today, brother. And I'll see you on Saturday night, man. Let's get this win against the Suns here on Thursday night. And I'll see you Saturday at the ring, my brother. We're going to get it going. Let's one more it. Time, bro.
All right, boss, man. Appreciate you.
See you, bro.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.